Here we go, 8 o'clock hour of the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hakala, along with Lisa Zizian. Thank you so much for being with us on a Tuesday. And Tuesdays at this time, it's our Tech Talk segment with David Snell over at AxSmart IT.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good Tuesday morning, David. All right. Well, this week we're talking about Amazon filing a lawsuit. I don't think you'd want to go up against Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they might have a little more power in the courts than,
just
than we normal or mere humans have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, so, yeah, tell us again, who are they filing this suit against?
So it's a scam, or a scam similar to those that we've run into over the past years, where someone claims to be a support representative, a technical support representative, and give me your credit card and I'll help you do what you're trying to do.
Hmm.
Just another one of those things. Now, this one here is when a customer tried to use websites. They were sent to a website that said, to help you set up your Amazon smart devices. So when people are having problems setting them up, they would go online, search for some help, and this is where they would go. It's called cyber squatting. So what they do is they get to that website, they get a download process ending with an error message that prompted them to call a phone number for assistance. Now, the download process was simply an animation mimicking a download. Nothing actually got downloaded.
Okay.
So then they call this company, RoboJab, which is a great name, I guess.
Yeah, RoboJab. RoboJab. And where are they?
RoboJab your wallet?
Yeah, RoboJab your wallet. But they're based in the U.S.?
They're both based in the U.S. and also over in India.
Oh, of course.
So they have two different locations, two different company names, and they all work from within the same website. So the customer would call that number for assistance. The representative would then take remote control of the user's computer and try to convince them that there were technical issues preventing the Alexa-enabled device from working, and offering the services to fix these phony issues, charging the customers hundreds of dollars to take the simple steps actually required to activate an Alexa device.
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness.
Wow.
All right. And so, unfortunately, people are not technically savvy, and they look at these things and say, well, I guess I have to do this, but not even realizing that Amazon provides support for these devices at no charge.
Right. I mean, and they, you know, try to make it as easy as possible. They want you on there and using it, and it's generally pretty user-friendly. So that's just so sad to me. Yet again, preying on people's vulnerabilities for a quick buck, and it works. It's infuriating.
It really is. And as, you know, there are many other companies out there like that with this type of technical support scam. We've run into it, numerous times. I can't tell you how many, where the customer has paid one company or another a couple of $200 or $300 a year for their support and protection. They download a free antivirus program, put it on the computer, and then disappear.
Wow.
So, I mean, do they end up being able to do anything? I mean, do they turn it on at least for the person after they
turn
the
sure they turn the antivirus on? They also, Rob, interestingly enough, they give them the credit card to do this, to pay you $300 up front, and then they will automatically charge you $300 a year every time that anniversary date comes up.
Oh, that's very nice of them to do that, to remember your anniversary. Yep. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. Celebrating.
The day you were scammed.
The day you were scammed. There it is again. Okay, so now you tell me in the article you sent us, you said that they also, here's where they get in trouble, using trademarks, right, and false and misleading. If you pretend to be Amazon or any other company, like if I put their logo up there, mm-hmm. and say I'm this company, I mean, that's clearly you're going to pay for that, I would think.
Absolutely. That brings about the lawsuit that Amazon has filed. And they have logos of many of the other major technical companies. They've got Dell, HP, America Online, Microsoft, Apple, Norton, and all of these companies, now that Amazon is taking this through to the courts, they can jump on the bandwagon on this lawsuit. And just because they put their logos up without permission, it's trademark infringement.
Yeah.
So we'll see where all this goes.
Hmm.
But then again, if it's an offshore company,
that's harder to get
any money.
Yeah, that's right. Harder to, I mean, to get it out of India, but I don't know if they can, if it's based in Washington State, if they could somehow raid those offices, if they exist anywhere, and get that money back to the people who are, you know, taken advantage of. But
yeah. And interestingly enough, also, Rob, on that track, is this RoboJab website is still up as of this morning.
Uh-oh.
Which is surprising.
I would have
thought they folded tents and took off already, but they haven't yet.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. Look at that. They talk about being, it's right in your face. And RoboJab is still there. I don't want to go to it because I'm nervous, but yeah. I'm afraid I'll just go there and all of a sudden there'll be a, you know, a sucking sound from my wallet. But robojab.com. So the website's still up there. You know, maybe, you know, who knows? It's just operating. Amazon is going to take him to court and we'll see how this goes. But yeah, I mean, this is something that these companies have to do, David, from time to time. I mean, luckily they have the power and sizes to stamp out things like this, right?
Exactly right. But the problem is with anything. So they name RoboJab today and then the court case gets settled and they're now RoboJob or something right afterwards. So they're back in business doing the same thing. It's a lucrative business for people scamming the uninformed, us like us. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, things to be aware of again, and be very careful again if you are setting up some kind of piece of technology to make sure that you have the actual support number
or the
support website. And again, talk to someone before you start to ever give out your credit card information to pay for a service that you think you're paying for that ends up not being that. David's
exactly right.
Got the full link to the article for us here to find about this latest scam. And David, where do people go?
You can go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog where you can get all the information about RoboJap.
Oh, boy. Well, David, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.